to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Privacy versus openness. The First Amendment versus the Second Amendment. Access to public information versus the right to let law-abiding citizens who are simply exercising one of their constitutional rights exercise that right privately. Now, what am I talking about? The intense fallout from the recent decision by the New York-based newspaper Journal News to put on their website the addresses and names of people with permits for pistols in Rockland and Westchester counties. Now, what the newspaper did was legal. They have the right to do so under state law. Why did they do it? Well, think of the massacre at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut and the emerging debate on gun violence that has begun in the United States. Now, what are my thoughts? I have many. One is that, although legal, this was a provocative and stupid thing for the newspaper to do. An overwhelmingly majority of gun owners treat their weapons responsibly. And yes, there are fears out there. Here are two Facebook comments posted to a USA Today article. From Bob Fredrickson, quote, "At least the criminals know which houses to avoid now," end quote. And this one from Joshua DeBoard, quote, "You mean they now know which houses to target in order to get more weapons? It's just like having boxes for expensive stuff sitting out in your yard for a collection after Christmas," end quote. Now, I honestly don't know if these fears will come true, and if they do come true, how could anyone actually prove it? Even though I'm uneasy over what the newspaper did, I'm glad they did it. Stirring up the pot can be a way to keep the conversation going and not let the issue be submerged by other problems. More American elected officials need to talk openly about how to confront the epidemic of gun violence. Now, this episode may result in New York or other states changing their laws in order to give gun owners more privacy. However, it seems to me that any change to protect privacy will not have a major effect one way or the other on gun violence. There is no perfect law or regulation that will magically fix once and for all the problem of gun violence in America. Instead, there will be arguing over uncomfortable things and trying to balance rights with responsibilities. And let's remember, public policy is a process, one that never ends in a democracy. So again, back to the central question, what to do about gun violence? Thanks for listening. Remember, Room 33 is on Stitcher. You can listen to it on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. I have a link to it on my homepage. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.